I just pinched myself coming over here because I was thinking, as a fan sitting in the stands, we had the privilege of going to one home playoff game in 78, which we lost to Houston. And I thought about that as last weekend. And today we're sitting here on the eve of our family's owned this team 19 years, and this is our 17th home playoff game. We have a record of 14-2. And I was thinking that last year we had our honorary captains, Drew Bledsoe, Ty Law, Brewski, and I'm drawing a blank. Ty Law, thank you. Representing the 96 and 01, which were our first two championship games. And our two captains this year have been here for five, you know. And so, and how do you do this? It's about having great coaches, but most of all, it's having great players. And we've been blessed to have some wonderful players here. And I feel a special connection and attachment to both Matt Light and Kevin Falk, who have been here for five championship games, but also our three Super Bowl titles. So it's my great pleasure to introduce Matt Light and Kevin Falk.
First and foremost, I'd like to say thank you, Mr. Kraft, the Patriot organization, just for the opportunity, the honor to be able to be the honorary captain for the AFC Championship game. It's kind of different for me, and I'm pretty sure it's the same way for Matt, because we're used to on the other side of these. You know, we're usually in the locker room preparing for the game, but it's one of those right now to where times is changing. We're on the other side of the fence preparing for it in a different way. But to have the opportunity to do this and to know the guys that have done it in the past, like Ty, Brewski, Andrew, it's an honor, man. You never think about what's going to happen at the end whenever you're done playing football. I never thought I was going to play 13 years in the NFL and to accomplish the accomplishments that we accomplished as a football team, and to see this organization still on that same path after so many years. It just speaks volumes for the organization, the players, the coaches, and, you know, just everybody around, man. And just once again, I'd like to say thank you just for the opportunity, Mr. Kraft, and the Patriots organization.
All right, so listen, as a fan, I've never seen anything but a win at Gillette Stadium. So besides what some of you know as a guy that maybe isn't the biggest sports fan off the field, there's nobody that's going to be in this stadium that's going to be more fired up for this one than this guy right here. And secondly, the guy that is getting this honor alongside me here, Kevin Falk, if there's one guy that I could walk out on a field one more time with, it'd be the guy that did it on third down. And every time he touched the field, I felt better at my position. And even if I was getting smoked all game, I felt better when he was out there, because I knew he'd get rid of it quicker. And it's just an awesome thing to be back here, be alongside Kevin Falk, to have the Kraft family honor us in this way, to share in this special moment at this time of the year when everybody's amped up. It's truly a blessing. And as Kevin said, the time that I've spent here, the time that Kevin spent here, you look back on it and you say, as an organization, as a coaching staff, and as the guys you play with, as all those things were combined to form what we experienced, it doesn't get any better. And we really appreciate it, and we're really looking forward to it. I know we are. I know we are. It's going to be good.
You guys obviously are offensive-minded guys, but this team has a penchant for winning the toss and deferring. Have you been instructed to defer? Will you kind of tweak Coach Belichick and maybe take the ball?
I mean, we actually need to have that conversation with him. I mean, you know, this is a big game, and we need him to take it serious. And we're looking forward to that talk, yeah. And we'll coach him up, and if you guys have suggestions, we'll take them. All right, yeah.
I'm on the other end of that question because I know exactly how it's going to go. Whatever we've been doing, that's what's going to happen.
You guys seeing that no one team, I don't think anyone's left except for Tom, right? It's 52 different guys. So I don't know if that makes you feel old or whatever, but.
That been passed by, man. That's about 5 years ago for me. But it is different. A lot, the feeling is a lot more. Your mental focus is not actually on who you're playing. For me, my mental focus is on watching film on them, how they look on film. But other than just watching what they do as a football team, it's a totally a lot different.
Yeah, and I think if you go back to that, you know, that first game for me, thank you. That's teamwork. Some things don't change, man. Like just a minute ago, I was thinking, man, I'm a little sore right here. And he's like, you look sore. Think that just happens? No, that doesn't just happen. But when I looked at it, you know, I think part of the thing that's so exciting about this game is the turnover. And I don't think I felt that way when I was a player because I always felt like this guy's going to come in and I'll be right in the bench. But when I watched that first game, there were so many guys because I wasn't in that locker room that I didn't know and I'd never seen. And you see these young guys on defense that are making big plays, and you see, you know, these new faces on offense and some of the old new faces that have come back. And it's awesome as a fan to see that kind of turnover. And maybe not the best thing for the organization in some cases, but, you know, ultimately when you have a system that's as good as this one, they find a way to make it work.
The organization as a whole, that they're here back here at this point with almost an entirely new team.
Yeah, you know, it's I can remember being in the meeting rooms at the start of training camp, and you know, Bill would make note of that. He'd say, "Hey, look, this isn't the same team as last year, obviously, and even if we won it all, you know, you can't just rest on that." But ultimately, he would point out that we have a lot of new faces in this room, and that was always the case, right? And I think that it's – you have to have – you know, everybody talks about that foundation. Everybody talks about, you know, the system and everything else. But you have to have individuals that are really better than anybody else, you know, to make that work. You have to have the top. And I'm not saying that they have the better than anybody else in the league. I'm just saying you have to have people that really understand what it means to be selfless and put in a lot of time and, you know, never be satisfied and all those kind of things. And that's one of the things that I miss the most from my playing days is that – that's hard to find in the real world.
How different is it preparing for that AFC championship? You guys been there a long time.
I got that question yesterday, too. I was on the radio. How different is it? It ain't no different. It's a big game. We all know that. But it's not a game that you have to tighten up. These two teams are very familiar with each other. They've played each other for the past 3 or 4 years in the playoffs and in the regular season, so it ain't no game to tense up. It's a game that everybody knows what's at stake. We know we're going to have two smart, physical football teams that are going to try not to make a mistake because they know that the other team is going to try to capitalize on it. So we know what kind of football game we're going to have. It's just the fact of how it's going to be played on Sunday.
Blessing is it to be when you so recently played to be watching rather than playing on Sunday?
I don't know if it's a mixed blessing or whatnot, but in certain circumstances it can be vice versa. But it's a good thing in a way, but as a competitor, you want to be out there because you just left the locker room. You've just been with all these guys. Like last week, to see the excitement on Shane Vereen's face after the game that he had last week. That's what I miss. And I know that's what Matt misses, too. That's what I miss. I miss seeing it. I miss going in the locker room after a game like that, after a guy that I know that I spent the whole year with in a meeting room with have a game like that really boosts his confidence level up for probably the rest of his career.
Yeah, you know, I feel the same way. It's I would have nothing to do with the regular season. But right now, Daddy-O, let's strap it up and get it on. I'm ready to go. And I'd probably make it through the warm-up. You know, I mean, I would about that time I'd probably fall out, but it's
I'll be there to help.
Yeah, you could help me out on that. It would just be crazy to think that any former Patriot, any guy that's ever spent time in this organization and knows what it's like to be here, to not just be overly excited, you know, for this opportunity and what these guys are going through and all the work they put into and everything else.
Matt, your impressions of the guys who have succeeded you now, I mean, Ballmer at the right tackle, and of course Nate Solder. What have been your impressions of the way they've handled the edge rushers they've had to face this year?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously the fact that they're, you know, massive human beings, 6 foot, 8, 9, agile, jungle-like quickness, and really, actually, they work out and put a lot into it. It's no wonder that they're doing really well. I mean, the guy that had that before kind of just limped his way through it. But in all seriousness, both of those guys, it was a lot of fun for me to watch, you know, how two young guys come in and take command of their destiny. And really, you know, even at a time when there were, you know, I'd been there, you know, Logan had been there. They had to battle for everything that they had, never got discouraged, never thought it was too much. And that's, for me, different than what I saw out of a lot of rookies that came in. Not every guy came in like a Gerard Mayo and spent a lot of time in the film room from the second he got in, you know, till today. I mean, they're not every guy's cut like that. And up front, it's a tough deal. Up front, it's difficult to deal with Dante every single day. And you know, the expectations that are placed on you. And, you know, guys do get hurt and go down, obviously, and they had to step in there and maybe play on the other side and relearn some things. So, you know, I've been really happy to see them, you know, do what they do and have the success that they've had. And they've had a great year.
Hey, Kevin, I just want to ask you, you brought up Shane Vereen. The performance he had last week, I mean, it's one for the ages in terms of a running back coming in and being as productive as he was. What was the thing that stood out about that performance?
I think they call it a hat trick, huh? I don't know. Something like that. I'm not too familiar with hockey, but it's back. But like I said earlier, and I'm going to speak on for both for Ridley and Vereen, really. For the guys to come in their first year the way they did, not having an off-season program, coming right into training camp and trying to adapt to an NFL-style offense and the coaching style and everything, I think they did a real good job. Because that's what they had. They played the card that they was dealt. But this year, I think it's really showing the time that each guy put into it during the offseason. Ridley, it came a little earlier than Vereen. You can see it in Ridley. He was really ready for it. And Shane, you can tell that he was going to be a very smart, intelligent guy, but it might have taken him a little while longer because he really wanted to focus on what he had to do. And early on, he got caught up in a couple of injuries, and it kind of discouraged him because, like I say, as a competitor, you get very discouraged real easy when you're not involved in playing, when you know your ability allows you to help your team make plays. And you can see it in him, and you just keep telling him and keep giving him confidence and telling him you're going to make it, it's going to come for you. And to actually see it happen last week, that's why I say I was so excited. I probably was more excited than he was a few of the plays that he made, because it was just like you needed that as a person and as a player.
Raffle going on today with your foundation. Just kind of talk about what it's going to be like going to the game and sitting in the stands with fans.
How can I win?
Well, yeah, you know, we've got this raffle. We've done these things in the past to help raise money for the foundation. It's been incredible. We have till 2 o'clock today, so a couple more hours before we pull, you know, the winner via some computer crazy program. And the last count I heard, we were right at about $160,000. And for the Life Foundation, the work that we do, it truly is hitting it out of the park and then some. And basically, 4 tickets to the game. They got 2 nights stay or 2 rooms for an overnight stay at the Renaissance, dinner at Davio's. We're going to go to the game. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to see it all happen. And netraffle.org. 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 I've literally been standing up here. You know, the overwhelming thought that I've had is, how can I take one of these, lift one of these, and see how long it takes for these guys to come back and get me? I'm sorry. Some things don't change. I apologize.
Good talkers at the end of your career, but I sense there's something about the ability to talk now and not worry. You look over your shoulder later and Bill Belichick tell you something. Do you guys enjoy being free not to get criticized?
That's a good question. Not really. It's not about looking over your shoulder. Matt never did anyway. He never listened to what Bill had to say anyway, so it didn't matter. It's not about looking over your shoulder. It's about understanding now you're a lot more comfortable. I know pretty much everyone, like, by face and name now. So it's the comfortable. It's being comfortable in front of y'all now. That's about it for me.
You don't listen anyway.
Yeah, no. I took everything Bill said to heart. It's just sometimes, like he says, you take it all the way to the edge of the cliff. You just don't jump off.
Now you don't feel more comfortable, you can jump off?
No, I mean, he calls me once a week to let me know what I've done wrong, and, he'll point out all the things that I need to work on and how I can get better and improve as a person, No, I always enjoyed, to be quite honest with you, I always enjoyed the fact that I didn't have to listen to stupidity in the media, And I don't mean from you guys. I mean from, like, our locker room to, he would show a lot of examples of what these other teams are doing, and it takes the pressure off you as an individual when you don't have to, hey, what do you think about what? I don't have to worry about that, So that was actually kind of nice.
Did you have flashbacks this week with Brendan and I and Badejo and Anquan predicting a victory?
The amazing thing is, I guess it's when, repetition, muscle memory. When I heard all that stuff, it was like, what's that going to do? I mean, they'll go out there and they'll do it on Sunday, and they'll prove it with what they do on the field, and it's pretty simple.
Are you in words for the younger guys this week, particularly leading up to this kind of game?
No, I'll tell you, those guys are so dialed in on what they do. They don't need the old timer that looks like he just stepped out of a cabin in the middle of nowhere to give him any kind of advice. I will groom one of these. I promise you. I thought about it coming here. I was like, this is horrible. Like, this is a hot mess. It is. 100%. 100%.
Your favorite moment, AFC conference title game?
Ouch. Oof, that's a good one. Mm. Yeah, that's a real good one. I can't say the next one. we can't do that one anymore. But it's the memories are very deep. Like I said, we've had the opportunity to play on a lot of good football teams and play with a lot of good guys. It's too hard to pick out just one. There's a few of them that we can probably. One that sticks out in my mind is probably the first one, the Pittsburgh Steelers game. For me, it was just an opportunity to grow as a football player and understand your role, understanding what a role meant. And for me, I grew from that game because if you remember, I didn't play that game at all. I was watching on the sideline. So yeah, I grew a whole lot, and for me to experience what I experienced, that experience for me was good.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Being in Pittsburgh, celebrating, seeing all those towels hit the floor, I got one. I framed it. And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Corey have like one awesome run down the right side of the field? I mean, it was a heck of a run. He went in and scored. And that's the one. It's like I don't savor a lot of those moments like with those images in my brain, but for whatever reason. Yeah, you probably have the actual play. Like, some guys can do that. I don't do that, but I can still see that. That game, AFC Championship, on the road, playing in Pittsburgh, Corey going down there in a very physical game, which it's always against Pittsburgh, but in a physical game when you win the battle up front at the line of scrimmage and you can see that guy running that way, that doesn't leave you. So that was cool. Typically, if a running back gets tackled, it's usually their fault. Wrong cut or something, I mean, no, probably not, actually. Probably not.
Was a poignant moment, though, when you saw Drew Bledsoe in the huddle and, having to step in that game and kind of stepping up for the team.
Yeah, that was wild. That was wild.
that was one of those that you knew at that point how much of a professional Drew was, because you knew it was one of those situations that he had a heavy heart from the whole year, from the situation that happened. But to come in that situation and know pretty much, hey, look, I can help my team win this football game. We make it to the Super Bowl. Not know what's going to happen later, but still put forth the effort to help the football team. That lets you know what type of leader and what type of person he was.
Guys, this week I've been talking about the Patriot way and the brotherhood and the system that, everyone on this team buys into. How does that translate, to not when you're not in the locker room anymore?
I love the term the Patriot way now because I'm not in the locker room. Can somebody please explain to me what the Patriot Way is? And I'm saying it jokingly because we know what it is. And when a guy comes in, everybody talks about giving a guy, letting him know what the Patriot Way is. There is no secret to it. A veteran guy that comes here, he wants to win football games. And when he wants to win football games, they're going to do whatever it takes, no matter what it takes, to be on the football team and stay there. And if that means not being who he usually was, that's what's going to happen. All they want to do is win. That's the Patriot Way.
Yeah. Yep. I feel the same way.
If there was one guy you could put the pads back on and block at him or hit, however you want to put it, who would that be?
Wow. I mean, I don't have a desire for that. I really don't. No, I don't. No, man, I promise you. No, I could put some, like, if it was boxing or something, I mean, I'd go toe-to-toe with a couple of these cats. I think Crowder and I would be a good matchup. I mean, I know that he lacks the size, you know. And I'm over it. I'm just saying from, like, a, you know, like just like an all-out entertaining kind of, let's get after and let's get it on. But I don't hold anything against anybody. I mean, that was then and this is now. But I will tell you that, again, I'm sorry for these little thoughts. But see this right here? See how these little things move and they change? Awesome, right? Technology is amazing. What if you put like a goatee on the front of that? You're interviewing people? Try it sometime. Just saying. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Where did that come from?
You never had that thought? Look at that.
Hey, where did that come from?
I mean, you know, that'd be funny, right? I mean, a picture of a goatee, it'd look like I was, I mean, if I didn't have, I mean, especially if you're interviewing women.
I know y'all already knew, but this is what goes on with him on a everyday basis.
You guys could have wrapped this up sooner. This wouldn't
That's him. That's him.
You guys are awesome.
I guess we're out.